Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 11.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, Anna talks with her Japanese tutor, Sakura.
Now let's listen to the skit for Lesson 11. Today's key sentence is
ぜひ来てください。
ぜひ来てください。By all means, please come. Okay, let's take a look at the skit. Anna said to Sakura,
今週の土曜日に寮でパーティーを開きます。
On Saturday this week, we'll have a party at our dormitory.
今週
is this week.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
土曜日
is Saturday.
に
is on, which is a particle that indicates the time.
寮で
is at a dormitory. In this case, at a dormitory. It consists of
寮
a dormitory, and
で
a particle indicating a place.
Party.
Party means a party.
O
is a particle that indicates the object of an action.
開きます
is to have.
So the particle O indicates that the object of 開きます to have is party or a party.
Yes.
So wait a second, Michelle. I don't think this sentence has a subject.
That's because the subject is omitted, since it's obvious that the foreign students living in the dormitory will give the party.
Anna continues on to say,
Sakura-san, ぜひ来てください.
Means, Sakura, by all means, please come.
Sakura-san
addresses Sakura.
ぜひ
means by all means, and
来てください
is please come, an expression of request.
来て
is the て form of a verb.
来ます
to come.
ください
means please. To turn 来ます to come into the て form, you first remove ます and then add て。
ぜひ来てください。
By all means, please come. This is today's key sentence.
Sakura replies,
わあ、行く行く。
Oh, I'd love to go. Or, more literally, Oh, I'll go, I'll go.
わあ
is Oh. It's an exclamation that expresses joy.
行く行く
is saying,
行く
meaning to go twice. In this way, she is stressing how happy she is.
I'm just curious, Michelle. Why did she say 行く instead of 行きます?
That's a very good question. 行く represents one form of the conjugation of a verb.
行きます
to go. It's called the 辞書 form or the dictionary form.
辞書
means a dictionary. Japanese dictionaries list verbs in this form, so we call this form the dictionary form of verbs. Using this form of verbs makes you sound more casual.
All right, so if Anna and Sakura are talking about the same party, why is it that Anna uses the word 来て to come when she invites Sakura to the party, but Sakura answers by using the different word 行く or to go?
In Japanese, we use a different verb depending on the perspective of the speaker. Anna's perspective is from the site where the party will happen, where she lives. So she asks Sakura to kite, or to come. Sakura's perspective, on the other hand, is from a different place. She will go to the party from where she usually is. So she says, 行く go.
今度の土曜日ね。
This Saturday, right?
今度
means this or this coming. の is a particle linking nouns.
土曜日
is Saturday.
ね
is a particle used to make a confirmation.
All right, now that we know what everything means, let's listen to the skit for lesson 11 again.
今週の土曜日に寮でパーティーを開きます。さくらさん、ぜひ来てください。
わあ、行く行く。今度の土曜日ね。
Now it's time for the segment Teaches Teacher, where the program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned about the dictionary form of verbsSo could you please teach us how to make the must form of verbs into the dictionary form?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says. There are a number of ways to make the must form of verbs into the dictionary form. First, if a verb has the vowel e in its syllable just before
must,
you remove
must
and add do to the verb. For example,
食べます.
To eat becomes
食べる.
Next, if a verb has the vowel e in its syllable just before ます, there are two patterns for this conjugation. For one, you remove ます and add do. For example,
降ります.
To get off becomes
降りる.
For the other, you remove ますand change the vowel i before mas to the vowel u. So in
行きます.
To go, you change ki to ku and get
行く.
There are two irregular verbs that don't fit the above patterns. They are
来ます.
To come and
します.
To do
来ます.
Becomes
来る
and
します
becomes
する.
There are only two irregular verbs, but they're very commonly used, so please learn them well.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next, our corner for sound words. Jonathan,We have some words to describe our states of emotion.
ワクワク.
ワクワク. That's a tough one.
We use it when we are excited with joy or with high expectation. We also have a similar expression.
ウキウキ.
This word says we are cheerful and in a buoyant mood. We use it when we are feeling that things will go very well.
So if I were to say, I feel waku waku and uki uki when I study Japanese, that might be a good thing?
Perfect.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は...
Sakura-san said she is coming to our party. Uki uki. Will she like the Thai food I'll cook? I feel waku waku. Did you enjoy lesson 11?
Next time we'll tell you about the party.
Join us again.
Sayonara.